ShopNow.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, folks. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. What a week it is shaping up to be. Coming up this next day, we have the Republicans doing the debate thing in California. On Thursday, the president is going to propose to jumpstart the economy with jobs, $300 billion, saying it's the only way perhaps to provide a fix for what ails us. Of course, the White House is not confirming that number, but that's the number now that's been released and many of us have heard. In the meantime, Texas is on fire. 1,000 homes at least have been destroyed, and thousands of people had to be evacuated. Sad, sad situation where you see nothing but smoke and fire and ashes in some places where they finally doused it. But it's rubble. Just like we saw with the tornadoes in Alabama and Missouri, and just like we saw with the flooding in many areas around the United States and the Midwest, and, of course, recently Tropical Storm Irene and all of our friends in Vermont and in Connecticut and New Jersey and North Carolina who had to deal with flood situations that took down their houses or part of their houses and eroded some of the beaches that they have been going to for however long. That's the other thing that people don't talk about, that with the water, the erosion, it can really change an inlet, can change the face of beachfront and the swaths of land that you see that go all the way down as far as the eye can see. Suddenly, it looks a little bit different. Although most people would take that over losing their life with what happened in that situation. You had over 40 people who were killed, and they're worried about that in Texas too. Some people have already died as a result of those fires, and of course the firemen are working as hard as they can to get it out, in central Texas, not too far outside of Austin. You know, we're talking maybe 30 miles or so, a lot of homes out in the in kind of a brush area seem to have been hit the hardest. Mitt Romney decided he would hit the president before he got to captivate, if he does, the American public with his jobs proposal, how he's going to get people back to work. And Romney put out a 59-point plan saying if he were elected president, here's some of what he would do. And he had very specific things that he listed. And I think that his proposal was, I'll tell you, right on target, because he talked about more cuts. He talked about cuts that you have to be able to cut, but yet he would increase every year significantly the amount of jobs by doing things like taking down the corporate tax from the 30s to the mid-20s, which is why so many of the corporations have addresses in other parts of the world, because that's the normal rate in other spots, Europe, etc. And so what's happened is people in some of these companies have chosen to keep their companies overseas, or at least their addresses overseas and some people there, because they don't want to do business where their taxes aren't enough to pay the freight that they have to pay with all the amount of employees, etc. It's interesting because in this time, what we've seen in a 10-year period, because that's what we're measuring, a decade, and then, of course, this presidency at the tail end of the decade heading into, you know, not the tail end of the decade, the tail end of the bank's too big to fail, and now where are we headed with the stimulus that he proposed and some other things. We're also marking the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and we can look at where we've come as far as terrorism and protecting people and what's going on at the airports and a slew of other things. And, of course, getting bin Laden, which falls, I would assume, in the favor of President Obama when people go to vote. That's one thing that would have to be in the back of minds of the minds of at least some people. Or do you think the economy takes precedence over that? And the economy certainly is sagging, but I think people will also still remember that he is the guy in the White House that got Bin Laden. So this week they're going to unveil the recovery efforts and what's happened at Ground Zero, how it's been transformed, the memorial to honor all the people who died. Here's what Mayor Mike Bloomberg had to say about not calling it Ground Zero anymore.
And when we put patriotism ahead of partisanship, there is no challenge that this country can't meet. That is the ultimate lesson of the past decade. The time has come to call those 16 acres what they are, the World Trade Center and the National September 11th Memorial and Museum.
Yeah, that memorial is going to be something. I guess they took a lot of items that were found at Ground Zero, got permissions from permission from families. For example, they have Ladder Company 3, that fire truck that was pretty much shredded in the back and whatnot. That's going to be on display in that museum, and it'll be beneath the ground, which is where everything fell. That's not opening yet, but some of the other things around it will be open. We move from Bloomberg to another New Yorker. This is interesting, and I'm throwing this in for the sake of our technical wizard, Matt Johnson, because I think he ought to apply for this gig. But there's an opening in morning television. Regis Philbin, of course, is saying goodbye. Now he has an actual date. Or maybe Regis is silent.
The date is Friday, November 18th, last day. But don't worry, the show goes on. Of course, Kelly will begin trying out new co-hosts just like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
But I did the same thing and
That's
found
right.
her.
All right, so, wow, 11 years his partner has been in that spot, Kelly Ripa. So Philbin is just an institution in broadcasting. I cannot mention this guy for decades. You want to talk about decades? He's in his 80s. He has been doing television, I think, since he was in his 20s. And who gets that spot next to Kelly? Do you want it, Matt? Do you want me to try to lobby for you?
I'd definitely take the paycheck. That's for sure.
I can't see you doing celebrity news and gossip and all those crazy interviews.
I might get bored with it quickly, but if they paid me enough money, I could fake smile my way through it.
See, once again, it's all about the money. It's all about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. All right, let me give you some good news. When we're talking about all this weather and what happened in Texas with the fires and the winds from the tropical storm Lee were partly to blame for how out of control things got there, we keep hearing about Hurricane Katia. Well, luckily so far, that storm now has weakened over the Atlantic. It's a Cat 2. That means the winds are at about 105 miles an hour, and it's also veering to the northeast away from the U.S. mainland in the next coming weeks. So you might see large swells along the east coast, but if it doesn't touch down the east coast, I'm thinking, boy, that's a pretty good thing, huh? Stick with us. Coming up next, more on nasty words and what they mean here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. You spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what the truth is. You
bad luck. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you across this great nation here on America Tonight. I think it's about bad juju when it comes to this whole job economic situation. It's so awful, and the stimulus bombs so badly, because let's face it, I've explained this before in the show, and somehow this gets lost. I don't know how many people on a national level have discussed this, but the stimulus, the one brilliant thing about the stimulus from the Democratic point of view is that it was supposed to be a sprinkling all the way up to 2012. Okay, so some money is released here and there's some jobs here and get your shovel out and then there's some jobs here. But that all blew up partly because of some things that happened, for example, with Mother Nature. That means where's the money? We were already bleeding anyway with the deficit. So because stimulus, I love this about Washington, because stimulus has become such a negative word everywhere, it's out of the playbook. Rip it out. Nancy Pelosi says, rip it out. Don't use stimulus. So they're not saying stimulus anymore. We cannot say the word stimulus. That's what she's told all the Democrats. And because the American people, you and me, we don't like it. Because what does it make your brain think of automatically? Negative things, not positive. Like, ooh, stimulus. Ooh, people are getting jobs. And I got to say this, too. Speaking of Pelosi in Congress, what is going on with people in Congress whining? I've heard some people in Congress complaining about their salaries. Let's just spray this out there. Do you know that the average person on the Hill, the average, because it's a little higher when they're on certain committees, they're making $174,000 a year. They're saying they can't make their mortgage payments. They're struggling, living paycheck to paycheck. They can't make student loans. Are you kidding me? Do you know that's 3.4 times the salary of the average American worker. They are the highest paid legislators in the world. And we have an unemployment number, which I think is bogus, but okay, 9.1%. Could you be more removed from your constituents? I can't even believe that anybody in Congress would have the audacity to open their mouth and complain like a weenie about that kind of salary. I guarantee you that most of you listening would jump at 174. Plus, it's not just that, by the way. It's the best benefits package you can imagine. And a pension. Who's getting pensions? They're getting pensions. All you have to do is put in a little time, and you got a pension. A good one. Oh, especially if you've been there for a long time. People like Nancy Pelosi, who she doesn't really need it because she's married to a quadrillionaire who owns a big chunk of California. So, but she has it. That's weak. So it's not surprising that you see the president's ratings sinking. And you can look at any poll you want to. It doesn't matter how it skews. I mean, really, liberal-leaning newspapers and right-wing networks, it's all the same. I mean, it's all negative. I think I just said this number. 60% of the people who were surveyed in the WP ABC news poll said they disapprove of how the president is handling the economy. It's the number one hot-button issue. 43% now approve of the job he's doing overall. That's a career low. 53% disapprove. That's a high. If I'm trying to reelect this guy, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm saying I'm a little bit nervous. Now, my buddies who are part of the Democratic machine, because we know some insiders that are Democratic strategists. We've had them on the show to play devil's advocate and to talk about the Republicans and who they think the strong candidate is. And here's what has been said to me several times. Yes, boy, the economy, we're concerned. We're concerned about a couple of things. But one thing that the president has in his back pocket is a dead man who killed 3,000 Americans, Osama bin Laden. That wipes away everything, and that's the great equalizer. Do you think that's the great equalizer? I want to take an unofficial poll. Is killing Osama bin Laden the great equalizer for Obama? Does it wipe away everything that's happening now with the way we are stuck at 9.1%? I mean, this is a political hole. Two-thirds of the people who voted for Obama say things are off the rails, off course. Now, you could compare other presidencies, and certainly they've had highs and lows, even Ronald Reagan, because people always like to harken back to Ronald Reagan, right? And Bill Clinton, too. The ratings for George W. Bush, remember, slipped into the low 40s during his second term in office. And they were there and then went further down. And, of course, there was the bank's too big to fail on the way out and all that sort of stuff. But this was in his second term. Now we're talking about somebody who wants to continue to be the leader of the free world. Here's another thing that I read. California voters are not happy about the direction of the country. California, a lot of electoral votes, a lot of Democratic-leaning people. Yes, there's Orange County and there's other pockets. I know. But certainly, this is a state that Obama can count on, right? So now you get the president who's going to unveil sort of a half jobs package this week and push a Congress that is just totally divided, let's face it, as polarized as one could possibly be. So in California, they did a little old survey suggesting that Republicans, even in this bluest of blue, pooly blue California, are winning the war of words, of rhetoric, on how to frame the country's economic troubles and how to get them out. Remember, this president called for in the past strategic government investments to, there's that ugly word, stimulate the economy. Only 37% of California voters say they favor that approach. Instead, no kidding, they like the slashing government spending to restrain the deficit because they think that leads to prosperity, right? Someone enlightened them. That was preferred by 49% of the people who responded to USC Dornsife College of Letters, Arts and Sciences. They did the survey. They sponsored it. And the Times, the Los Angeles Times, liberal, a liberal-leaning paper. And that's what they found. Nearly 3 in 4 say in the country, say it's on the wrong track. Half favor slashing government spending. Then you have Maxine Waters, California congresswoman, who was on one of the Sunday shows saying that the president has to be bold. He has to be bold. And he needs to get Americans back to work. And how he's going to do that is by spending $1 trillion. Are you kidding? Did she have too much latte when she was in the green room? There's another word. I'm gonna help Maxine Waters. You do not use the word trillion. People cannot comprehend it and are sick of hearing it. Like stimulus, it's a very negative word. Unless you're the person who's making trillions. Is anyone listening to the show making trillions? Oh, if there is a billionaire, if Carlos Slim is listening to this show, please call. I want to talk to you. I'm going to give you the digits. 800-259-5791. So in the war of words, you can't say trillion. You can't say stimulus. And can you say Thursday is a very big night for this president? What can he possibly unveil that's going to make some of these Democrats who are bailing and don't want to vote for him? Of course, we're talking November 2012. What's going to make them turn around and say, yeah, I'm going to pull the lever again in that direction? Coming up next, we're talking Blindside, NFL action, biggest movie in Hollywood.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Curling is suddenly becoming a hit with Americans. The scoop on the Irish sports that's taking the nation by storm next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hurling has been around for 3,000 years, and in Ireland, it's that nation's national pastime. Played with a wooden stick called a hurley and a ball, the object is to hit the ball either over the crossbar, which nets the team 1 point, or under the crossbar into a net with a goalkeeper hoping to stop its intended destination. If it gets by, that's 3 points. The ball can be caught in the hand as well, but the players can only move 4 steps with the ball. Usually it's struck in the air or on the ground. There are a slew of interesting rules in hurling that sort of reminds you of lacrosse, only the hurley is a flat stick and there is no basket. Thousands of years ago, the game involved hundreds of players in the Irish villages and lasted for days. Today, there are 15 players on each side. Popular now in Australia and the U.S., it is mostly played in a club format or pickup style in parks. It lasts about an hour or two. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
We're going to talk about the story of Michael Orr, who I couldn't really picture. He's a big, bad football player for the Baltimore Ravens. I can't picture him being involved in hurling, but he became a household name when his story broke open wide in the movie The Blind Side, if you remember that from a couple of years ago. Sandra Bullock, of course, won the Oscar for Best Actress for her performance playing Orr's adopted mother, if you will. It's really an incredible story of Orr, who was homeless and traumatized as a kid and became a sensational
football player. So always here on America Tonight, every single Tuesday, we go to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, for the skinny, the inside scoop, some of the funny stories. That's what he does so well on a lot of these movies. In The Blind Side, it's a perfect time for this because we have football coming up Thursday, of course, the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. They kick things off, if you will, on Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. Are you a football fan?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, a UCLA Bruin fan, but I've not been going very well. But you know, my passion bucket is full.
There you go. And you know what? They're trying hard to get a team in Los Angeles. And even there's, I wrote a book, it just came out, Stephen, called Level the Playing Field. And one of the things I found in my research, I was talking to some people in L.A., and I'm sure you know this, it's been, you know, printed in many of the newspapers out there throughout the years. They're pushing hard to get an NFL team, and even if they don't have one, they might pick Los Angeles to host a Super Bowl in the next couple of years to signify a big year in California history and in Super Bowl history. Can you imagine? So you'd have no team in L.A., but yet you would host a Super Bowl.
Well, we're always happy about that. I mean, you know, that's my job in tourism, so we'd always be happy to have the Super Bowl out here. It's always fun to have people out here from the two cities and the level of excitement. I mean, we've had it out here a few times before, so that'd be good. And you know, I don't know if we'll get a team or not. I mean, they've been talking about it for years, and it's funny because when you think about it, Los Angeles really in a lot of ways was the city who started luring teams away with tax money. I know the Rams were here before, but I think the Dodgers coming here in 1958 was the really big change in sports. I think once they came and the city of LA was willing to build them a stadium and use tax dollars to do it, I think from then on, everybody said, well, why can't they do that for us? And now you have, I mean, what can I say? I mean, you know, a few years ago, I remember they were talking about having a team in L.A., and there was no tax money involved in the deal. And I think somebody in the NFL said, we can't have that. That would be a bad example to set. We have to show the cities that we're, you know, we're going to demand tax dollars. So, I'm not for that. So I mean, if we don't get a team because of that, I can live with it. And you know, again, of course, we have the college football, so that's good.
Yeah, the college football is good. Speaking of football, and I just gave that introduction about The Blind Side. Is this a true story? I heard that what happened is Sandra Bullock went to the home of the mother, the adopted mother of Michael Orr, to get permission to do the story. Is that true?
No, from what I know, no, that's not what I, well, that's not, I don't want to say no because there might be a different version, but from what I understand, here was the situation with that movie. I mean, John Lee Hancock wrote it from the Michael Lewis book. He wrote the script and then Julia Roberts turned it down and Sandra Bullock turned it down many times, partly because even though she liked the script, she's kind of a political opposite to Leanne Toohey. And she couldn't understand how to play her. She couldn't relate to her. And finally, John Lee Hancock said, well, why don't you come meet her because I can't explain her to you. And so Sandra Bullock spent a day with Leanne Toohey, and she was like a ball of fire. I mean, Leanne Toohey is like a ball of fire, just full of energy. And there was one point, according to Sandra Bullock, where they were driving around Memphis together, and all of a sudden Leanne Toohey's gun dropped out of her purse, and Sandra was taken a little bit aback by that. But after that meeting, she said, okay, I see what you mean. I see what she's about, and she is a very sincere, wonderful person, and I think I can play her. And when she was doing the role of Leanne Toohey, there were a couple of times where she lost confidence and actually asked John Lee Hancock to replace her, but of course she stuck with it. But what's really amazing about that movie was so much of it is true. I mean, they did take liberties. I mean, for Michael Orr, I guess he waited like 2 years or so before he saw the movie, and one of the reasons was he was taking so much abuse in the Ravens locker room that they, you know, the other players were giving him a hard time. Like, you didn't know how to play football till some little kid and your foster mom taught you. And he knew how to play football. I mean, that was one thing. He studied football since he was a kid, so he wasn't a novice. Now I guess there were people were unhappy at the school that he was at with his lack of aggression. But there were things in that movie that were absolutely true. Like one scene where he picks up a defensive lineman and keeps blocking him towards a wall, and he told the coach, I was going to put him on the bus. It was time for him to go home. That's absolutely true.
Wow. And the thing about the little boy who was so involved and kind of got him kind of sucked into this family, it seemed like that kind of centered around him, too, and their relationship.
Well, there were different things about that. They did take some things. I guess the first one who noticed him was Sean Toohey Sr., who was the announcer for the Memphis Grizzlies. He saw him sitting in the gym. He arranged for him to get lunch money. He met him before Leanne did. And then who also noticed him was the daughter, Collins. In fact, she said that one time she was walking down the stairs, and Michael Orr was walking up the stairs, and he took the entire stairwell, the width of it. So she just had to back up until he went forward. And she said to her dad, everybody's scared of him, but I think he's more scared of everybody else. And then there was the time, they show this in the movie, where he's walking home. He was walking home on Thanksgiving, and he was freezing. And the Toohey saw him, and they didn't have him come live there the next day, but Leanne Toohey did go out and buy him clothes the next day. And so there were a lot of things that absolutely were true, and there were other times with it when they took liberties, but not anything extraordinary.
Yeah, you're not surprised that this struck a chord, are you, with the public a couple years ago?
No, I loved the movie. I thought, you know, people loved the movie. It had some really entertaining moments, and it just carried real well. Now, some people said it's like a TV movie, like a Hallmark movie, but I don't know. I didn't think so. It seemed like it was worthy of being a feature to me. I mean, it was just really, really. I mean, that was the biggest thing that it was just a really entertaining movie with really funny lines. And so I mean, apparently the Leanne Toohey and a bunch of the other moms who had kids on the high school football team, apparently they used to really have the coach's cell phone number, and apparently they used to call him and offer advice, unsolicited, unwanted advice, and Sandra Bullock captured that perfectly, and there were other things that they didn't, you know, that they made up, like Michael Orr apparently did not get into a fight with a drug dealer, but he did get into a fight with one of his fellow players on Ole Miss who criticized him for living with a white family, and he really took it to that guy and ran away, and later on, you know, peace was made and charges were dropped and things like that. So there were things that were adapted for the screen, but not at all. It was just a really entertaining movie, it makes you want to find out. Now, the ironic thing is that I guess Michael Orr this year is going to be playing right tackle, not left tackle, the blindside position, because I guess there's been I guess there were a lot of sacks last year for the Ravens quarterback, and so they bought in a new left tackle. So
right.
So he's not actually the blindside anymore, the blindside player anymore. But I think everybody has to be happy with his story, although I'm sure people who go up against him might resent it a little bit.
I agree with that, because, boy, he was like a brick wall in that movie, there's no doubt. Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. That's Stephen Shohet's book. Pick it up. Stephen, we'll talk to you next week here in America Tonight.
You got it.
Stay with us. Coming up next, my quest to get healthy. Oh, yeah. Pharmacist Ben.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TrendsEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
About the fact that I'm trying to really get my caboose in shape, just like all of you. Here we go. Football season is starting in a couple of days. You know what that means. You got to be careful with the beer because then you get that beer belly, and it's not a pretty sight, and none of us want that, frankly. We don't want to cart it around. I don't care if it is fall and you can pull down your sweaters or any of that kind of stuff. So as all of you know, I've been taking a couple of supplements that have been so helpful. Tangy Tangerine now has become my favorite, and what I think is happening, and my pharmacist genius, of course, Ben Fuchs is going to join us. He's in the wings right now. He may be drinking some of it, but we're going to ask him about that. I think what it's doing is it is curbing my appetite, because frankly, I can't go out and eat a giant enchilada portion anymore. You know, it used to be my deal, and all of you can relate to this. I know you truck drivers know what I'm talking about with the whole grubbing thing where you don't eat all day. And then you sit down, you go to a Mexican restaurant, and it's a free-for-all, and you think, well, I didn't eat anything all day. So I've been able to cut out a lot of that, and I think some of that has got to be attributed to Tangy Tangerine, because now it's been 3 or 4 weeks that I've been taking this stuff now. So without further ado, pharmacist extraordinaire Ben Fuchs joins us. Hey, Ben, what's happening, man?
Hey, Katie Delaney, nice to hear from you. Nice to talk to you again.
So is that true? Is that what's happening to me?
You hit the nail on the head. For eons, we have biochemically and biologically connected calories with nutrition, because back in the African savanna, and this all ties down to back in the African savanna when our bodies were being formed, back in the African savanna, when we ate a wildebeest, it wasn't a processed wildebeest. It wasn't a wildebeest dog or wasn't a brought wildebeest. It was a solid wildebeest that was filled with nutrition. So for eons, we have linked caloric intake with nutrition. And what happens today is because we get caloric intake without nutrition because of how we eat, because of refining, and because of processing, we're continuously, our bodies are directing us continuously for more calories because the body expects to get nutrition with calories. So when you give the body nutrition, it immediately starts to slow down its requirement for calories. And that's why you always want to be nutritionally dense and calorically light. And that's with all your food. Nutritionally dense, calorically light. That's why soups and juices and concentrated foods are so effective. And that's also why nutritional supplementation is so effective, because that's the ultimate in nutritionally dense and calorically light. And your body gets its nutrition needs met. It doesn't need the calories. And that's what you're experiencing. And it doesn't take very long, by the way. Once you start getting these nutrients in, and especially that one that you're talking about, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because it's a liquid, it goes right to work, and its caloric impact is almost immediate. Like within days, you start to notice you're eating less. And then fat, once you start taking your essential fatty acids, you start to notice you're craving fat less. And it's like we were talking last week, Katie. I hate willpower. I have no willpower. I don't even want to think about willpower because it doesn't sound good to me to have to fight your body or fight something that you don't want it to do something that you don't want to do. When you start to give your body key nutrients, especially protein, you'll notice that sugar cravings disappear. Minerals, you'll notice the salt cravings disappear. And good fats, essential fatty acids, you notice that your fat cravings start to disappear. And let me tell you how extreme it gets, Katie. Over time, you're not even going to be able to handle high-fat foods like ice cream or potato chips. You're not going to be able to handle super sweet foods like cakes and desserts that you could eat today, because your body, once it makes its meets its primary nutritional requirement needs, it will not let you eat more fat, eat more sugar, or eat more salt. And that's what you're striving for.
So it seems so elementary, Ben. Yeah. Why are people doing this? Why haven't people done this in the past?
Because science progresses funeral by funeral, as a wise man once said. The
right.
old guard does not want to die off. And so it perpetuates its established story, despite the fact, hey, this is very important, and I want all your listeners to hear this. What we know, what we hear promulgated and promoted in the media through the mainstream media and mainstream medical model about vitamins and nutrition is based on 1940s and 1930s technology. So that the recommended daily allowances and all of the things that we associate with vitamins was really based on research that was done 70 to 80 years ago. But in the last 20 years or 30 years, we've begun to realize how all this stuff works, because our ability to detect and to process information has become so advanced and so sophisticated that we now understand eons more information about how, or eons more about how the body works than we did even 70 years ago. So, for example, today we know that it's not a fat, saturated fat that messes up your cholesterol. We know that it's insulin that messes up your cholesterol. Yet you still hear people talking about the fat connection. We know that it's the sugars that make you gain weight, but we still hear people who are on low-fat diets. We know that vitamin D is a sunlight vitamin and it helps with your bones, but we're just now finding that vitamin D is important for your immune system and vitamin D is important for fighting cancer. We knew that vitamin C was important for helping make collagen, but today we know that vitamin C is one of the most powerful anti-cancer fighters in your body, and it helps you process sugar as well. So we're starting to, not even starting, we're now realizing that nutrition has a hugely, hugely fundamental role to play in our physical well-being that we didn't know 60 or 70 years ago when these ideas were first starting to come out into the public domain.
So it's true, like I was saying, I mean, this audience is comprised of a lot of third shifters, all different shapes and sizes, but, you know, a lot of people that are sitting at desks sedentary or driving sedentary, and they do, probably a lot of them do actually do what I was doing, where you're not eating anything all day because you're working.
Yes.
And then you just figure, well, yeah, I don't even have any calories in my body, so what's the difference if I eat a cheeseburger and fries and whatever, and
That's
it doesn't
right.
work.
That's exactly right, because that's why you're going to the refrigerator looking for something to eat an hour after dinner, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or you just had a full meal at Burger King. You just had the whole big Whopper and the French fries and the shake. And an hour later, you're looking for something else to snack on because your body says, that's not it. Whereas if you took the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and this is how I always recommend people do it, Katie, is you drink the Beyond Tangy Tangerine gradually throughout the day, you'll start to notice that you're wanting less food. And you'll start to notice that you're satisfied earlier, that it's taking less food to fill you up, and that's where you want to be. Ultimately, it'll take infinitesimal amounts of food, shockingly small amounts of food to fill you up. What I discovered in the last almost 15 years of doing this, and that's even longer, I've been supplementing strategically. It's a work in progress, but supplementing strategically for almost 20 years. What I discovered is you need very little solid food if you start to take care of yourself nutritionally. Eating becomes just for the taste reasons almost. There's certain basic needs you can only meet through food, mostly vegetables and fruits. But aside from that, we need very, very little caloric intake, and you have more energy, and you have more money, and you have more time to do other things. It really is an amazing thing that you'll notice once you start a nutritional supplement program. And I know I sound passionate about this, Katie, but I really, the reason I'm so passionate about it is because I've seen this happen over and over and over again. I want to stand on top of the rooftop and scream it. And that's how passionate I feel about this, because I've seen it. I've seen the impact that it's had.
I know, I'm experiencing. I've spent time with Ben, and he is. This is what he does, and has done for a long time. I'm going to tell everyone, because I've had people email me and ask me, okay, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, where do I get this? You can go to my website, AmericaTonightTeam.com. It's easy to remember, AmericaTonightTeam.com. And this is what I'm taking, and this is what I decided to do on my own. So I'm not, I'm buying the Tangy Tangerine. It costs nothing. Trust me. And let me ask you this, because I don't want to run out of time before I ask you this. So when people are listening and they hear you say, oh, we'll just gradually drink it through the day, should they just make a jug of it and kind of take it with them to work?
Jug of it. You can either make a jug of it, or I fill a water bottle with it a couple times a day. If you don't want to do it a couple times a day, do it just once a day in a bottle, but make it fresh every day. And you want about, I do like a little cap full or one of the little scoopfuls to half a quart of water. I just eyeball it, and then I'll do it throughout the day like that. I do maybe 2 to 3 bottles of that a day. But if you just do one of it a day, the fact that it's a liquid is so important for several reasons. Number one, it goes to work right away. And number two, this is so fundamental. Our digestive systems as a country are so tweaked, Katie, that anything you could put in your body that doesn't require digestive work is powerfully in your favor. You're now getting nutrients without activating your gallbladder, without activating your stomach acid, without having to deal with all kinds of other confusing food particles that the body has to wade through. It's liquid nutrition. It goes right to work, bypassing any kind of digestive problems, which is especially important if you have celiac disease, if you have gallbladder problems, if you have any kind of intestinal or stomach problems, if you have heartburn. It's so important that you get this nutrient in a liquid fashion. I can't overstate. It's impossible to overstate how important it is.
Sure, that makes a big difference. All right, we're out of time. Pharmacist Ben, thanks so much. Check it out, folks. Seriously, it's really doing the deal for me. AmericaTonightTeam.com. We'll talk to you next week, Pharmacist Ben.
Thanks, KB.